Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, September 10th, as we prepare for a very tragic Memorial Day tomorrow for 9/11.
Yes.
And that's coming up, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that and other things tomorrow. We will have a guest as well. We also have a guest, a special guest in the studio today. We'll bring him on in just a second. And a couple of things. Oh, today, I guess Apple is going to announce a new iPhone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. iPhone 11. So they're saying, you can't hear yourself? Yeah, I'll turn it up. Is this better now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see, that's why we adjust the headphones here.
Yeah.
And anyway, so you can hear me now.
Yeah,
okay. So the iPhone 11, and they're saying it's, you know, other than an extra camera in the back, which allows you to sort of like get a wide angle, not much has changed, you know. So they're saying maybe next year,
they'll issue a new iPhone.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like
it's better that way because, I mean, what's the point in buying a new one if it's almost the same, you know?
Yeah. I feel like iPhone is like cheating a little bit.
They are cheating.
What they're doing is that they issue the same phones and the same phone, and they change this minor thing, and mm-hmm. they price it so much, and it's just...
Right. That's why I was reading, you know. They're saying, you know, if you have an iPhone, like, one, two generations ago, you have no reason to upgrade. And I probably won't either, you know, because they really irritate me when they don't add anything, you know, that makes it worth it. I mean, it's $1,000 at least now for an iPhone.
For what? And, it's the same phone. And the thing that annoys me more, you know that people wanted to sue them because they have admitted that they, in the version updates, people have been complaining that their battery life is running low.
Right, that the phone's running slower.
And the phone's running slower. So Apple actually said, admitted, it said, yes, we do that, but it's for safety reason or whatever that they're supposed to mean, like what the phone is going to explode. Until now, it was fine. And now it's going to explode in my hand if I don't.
I don't know.
But you know, at the end of the day, I can't see an alternative. I'm not going to Android. Are you? I don't know.
I went to Android and I came back to the iPhone.
Yeah.
Just because I like to try new things.
Yeah.
And, you know, so with the Android for a couple of years, I had a nice Samsung S8. And it served my purposes just great. You know, I wanted to try something new. But then I thought, no, let's go back to iPhone.
It wasn't the iPhone.
Because everybody's got iPhone, so it's easier to communicate, you know, like iMessage and AirDrop and all these
things. And they know it. And they know it. And I feel like they're taking advantage of it. And you know what bothers me the most is that brand, when Steve Jobs was alive, that brand was about excellence and about innovation. Like, all he cared about is, let me do something that was never done before. And ever since he's not in the company, they just do a camera upgrade. I feel like Steve Jobs lived in his grave right now if we knew what the these people in his company are not doing, obviously, which is innovating.
Right. Oh, well, fuck Apple. I don't care.
But what are you going to do? You're going to go to Android? Hell no.
It's not bad. It depends if you have a nice phone. I mean, most of the world is on Android. It's only here in America and especially the West Coast that the iPhone is a big deal. Before we get to our guest, I just wanted to bring this up. I guess people just don't stop being stupid. This American woman arrested in Russia for bringing in marijuana into the country. Now, if you went to Russia, would you take fucking marijuana with you? So she tells them it's like for medicinal marijuana. And these guys will have none of that. It's like, fuck you. You know, marijuana is not legal here. I wouldn't even take marijuana to another state on the plane.
Yeah.
You know?
My friend accidentally smuggled all these pens. Marijuana pens that came out. The came out where? I don't remember. She went on vacation. It wasn't legal there either. And she opens up the bag when she gets to the hotel. She was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have a good time.
So she didn't get arrested.
Well, it's vape pens. I don't think they smell like
they don't
like
smell,
the actual
but
flower.
If they find it, yeah.
Well, they have to test it. They have to open it. They have to say, what is it? It could be a regular vape. You don't know.
Okay, but right? They could arrest you, right?
Or she didn't notice. Like, she didn't do this on purpose.
Right, I know, but they still would have. So she's lucky they didn't.
Yeah.
But the stupidity of this woman and, you know, to be like Russia of all places, I mean, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you see any, like, logic in this?
I mean, if she did it on purpose, I don't see a logic in this because you have to understand that different countries have different laws. So, you know, if I would go to Israel, I wouldn't, you know, it's...
You're not going to take any with you.
Things you can't do.
Right.
It's
But people
it's
don't think
sense.
About this shit,
it's
you know?
It's common sense. There's, especially, like, a country like Russia, I mean, like... Yeah. Like, there's so many things that are not allowed there that are not to even go to the marijuana.
Exactly. Who the hell wants to
what
go to
What are you
Russia?
Doing?
Yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to tell you, do you know that, you know Bill Burr, comedian Bill Burr?
No, I don't know him.
Very famous comedian, one of the most popular comedians in America. So he has a new stand-up special on the way. We don't have to wait long to watch it. He just announced on Twitter this week that his latest special, Paper Tiger, will launch on Netflix.
Okay,
September 10th. So it's today. It's today. What can I do? I gotta bring the comedian news to the.
No,
to the
that's
channel.
True. I like that you do. You know, I'm saying I don't know the guy, so to me, it's not a big.
You
deal.
Don't know Bill Burr, the famous rant he had in Philly. Do you know that rant?
No, I don't. It's only you. You're a comedian.
No, it's so famous. That's what made him famous. Bill Burr. Here, look at a picture. You want to tell me you don't know this guy?
No, I don't know this guy.
Well,
I
I'm gonna bring some more comedy in there.
Okay, yeah, bring some comedy.
Watch it. So it's on Netflix September 10th, so it's today. I'm very excited to watch it.
Right. Cool. Before we get to our guest, I just saw this. This week is what they call palindrome week. Do you know what that is? It's like if you do the date, like 9, 10, or 9, 11, 19, if you read it backwards,
it's
the same shit.
Same.
Yeah. So all this week, I guess, all the 9, 11, 9, 12, all that, when you read them backwards, it's going to be the same. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool, you know. So anyway, enough
There's
with
people
that.
That their name is like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a commander in the army. His name was Moshe Kashak. And if you read it the other way, it's the same name.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice to know.
Kashak. It's a weird name.
It is. Shit. You know? How do you say it?
He was a weird dude.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Weird dude. Weird name. All right. Well, we're bringing on our guest right now who's sitting here patiently. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Mr. Rex Oliver. Welcome to the show, Rex.
To be here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything you want to comment about what we just said? Because I know we didn't have your microphone on. Anything there, or do you want to move on? Do you care about the iPhone, the new iPhone?
Bill Burr.
Don't care about that.
No, I don't care.
What
do
about
you
Bill,
know Bill Burr?
Yes, I know Bill Burr.
Of course. See, people know him.
Okay, yeah. I believe you.
But I haven't watched any of him stuff in like, I don't know how long. Jesus.
Yeah. He hasn't released for a while.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not clue.
It's fine.
Thank you for joining us today, Rex. You spelled your name W-R-E-X for those who want to follow.
Yes.
And you're in the adult entertainment business. You do a lot of things there, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I see, first of all, I went to your website and no, but it's photography, so you're a photographer.
Yeah, photographer. Well, I don't know. I do a little, whatever I can get my hands on.
Uh-huh. That's what you do.
That's what I do. Yeah. Whatever. Wow. I can do. Even from like.
As long as there's naked girls and stuff around, your game.
Even more than some. Even I direct for a bunch of gay sites too as well.
I see.
Yeah. You know I mean, so okay. It's like whatever I get my hands on, I will do. You know,
I see.
Make,
that's
like,
pretty
money.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're marketable that way. I mean, you demand for a lot of different
yeah,
things.
Yeah. It's kind of like a term like a. Glockenmeister, which is a term for a Swiss Army knife. Mm. You know, I mean, you were able to do everything
right.
Very well. You know,
like
I mean,
jack of all trades or something.
Pretty much.
Know?
Pretty much.
That's
a
cool
because yeah.
You're not tied down to just one thing.
No. Yeah. Like anything. photography, directing, videography, of course, editing, and then even performing, too.
You're performing the movies, too.
Really? Yeah.
Well, why not? You know, you're already around it.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever I do in life, it's just I do it with great lust. You know what I mean? I just do all
of it. Yeah, no, I mean, cool. It takes a certain person to get into the industry. It's not for everybody, right?
Right, right.
But when did you become interested in that?
I kind of indirectly fell into it. Like, it's kind of a long story that I kind how I even got in there.
Mm-hmm.
Was just like, okay, we go a couple years back. I was a recording engineer. Like all this stuff, all the microphones. Yeah. I used to set these up.
You know? Ah.
Yeah, I was a recording engineer for about 10 years. I was like a full-time musician. I played bass at the time. Well, I guess I still do.
Uh-huh.
But I was working in a rehearsal studio, right, during the night. And I also had a recording studio during the day.
Mm.
And on top of that, I had like three or four bands I was playing in at the same time. Sorry.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, so I basically did this for about 10 years, and for the first, like, after 6 years, I was so exhausted from music. I just didn't want to listen to
really?
Music. Really? Yeah, no, literally. I listened
it's
to
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, when I drive, I used to listen to just talk radio, like 1070 and all that stuff. Like, I was just listening to talk
give
radio.
Give me a break for the music.
Yeah, I was so tired of music, and it's like, oh, how could you? It's like, bro, I did that for like 14 hours straight.
Yeah,
like, every day for like 6, 7 years.
Even if you eat steak every day, it gets old after a while.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. And then I kind of had some connections within the rehearsal studio. I happened to run into somebody, a makeup artist who was also a musician. And, you know, I talked to her here and there and stuff like that. I kind of knew what she was doing and stuff. And then I was just a miserable fuck. Like,
really?
I just stared at her. I was like, get me out of here. For the love of God, I'm done with this.
Really?
Right, right, exactly. And then from there, she's like, well, let me see if I have a job for you. And she knew a director. Their production assistant had left on vacation. It's like, oh, here, why don't you go and work for this guy? It's like, all right. I didn't know what to expect. You know what I mean? She could just give me a name and an address
really?
And a time. That
you
was
didn't
it.
Know what you were getting into?
No, not at all. I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. I was like,
whoa.
Anywhere by here is great. You know what I mean? And like, especially like when you're pulling up to a house, like you're not sure exactly what you're going to be getting into. You see documentaries here and there, but like you don't know. So I go in this house, I'm like looking for some guy in like a sleazy like track shoot or something, right? I pull up the house, just regular Joe Schmo looking kind of guy, right? And I go in, I'm like, dude, I'm going to see girls, like I'm going to just see cocaine and crying.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I go in there, no, super corporate. I'm like, all right.
I'm in the wrong house.
Yeah, I was really expecting like the worst case scenario, like, oh dear God, dude, just going to be piles of cocaine, a director yelling at some girl and stuff like that. But no, it was a complete opposite. Everything was pretty chill. Like, people were doing paperwork and stuff like that. And it was pretty fun. The director was pretty cool. Easy to deal with. Pretty much easy job. You know, it's a hustle kind of thing. You know, just stay on top of things. But it's much younger then. And then it was pretty easy. No, and I kind of just kept going and finding more and more people to connect myself to.
I see. Okay. And so this was your first exposure to the adult industry when you went there?
Yes, okay. I do believe so. Yes.
Right. Pretty cool. I'm sure you've been a fan for many years of adult entertainment.
Yeah.
Most of us are.
How would you guess?
I would think you'd have to be in order to get into this in the end, you know.
Yeah.
But how long ago was that?
Oh, geez. I think at least 7 years.
7 years. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's how long you've been doing this now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And you started in what capacity? You obviously did start forming right away.
Get the coffee, you know, clean this, clean that, you know, anything, stuff like that. Set up lights.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, which is kind of more advanced for a PA to do. But, you know, they had me kind of just do everything and stuff like that. And then when I had to move on from that job because what I didn't know about that job was I was actually replacing somebody who actually really needed the job. It was like kind of an older cat and stuff like that, and porn was all he knew, kind of. And like I was like, oh fuck, I'm taking this like guy's job, like this young guy is taking this guy's job. And I was just like, nah, I can't do that, you know what I mean? Because you know he's in his 60s and stuff like that. Like this was like he's just gonna do this and then like retire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just kind of like faded away. I said, hey, call me. If he's not available, give me a call and I'll do it.
That's very noble of you.
Well, yeah, just because I was young. So it's like I have more options, you know, kind of thing. So then after that, I ended up becoming a driver.
I see. And that's how you started. Yeah.
So a driver is basically, this is like pre-Uber kind of thing. Or when Uber was very young, girls had drivers. Because for some reason, a lot of porn people just don't drive. I don't know why. It's just like, I know it's like, it seems like.
So I do anal, I do blowjobs, I do double tip penetration, but I do not drive.
Yeah. Right. maybe because of all the money they spend, they don't have money left for cars.
No, I just don't know. At one point I thought it was like a requirement to have a DUI before you go into porn.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, but in all seriousness, it was just like, a lot of people come out of states too and they don't want to drive.
They're tired. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like a lot of people don't drive, so you had to have drivers, right? And you can't just hire anybody. You have to hire people who aren't going to be obsessively crazy creeps. You know what I mean? And I was assistant to one girl, and I was just literally like, it was like driving my girlfriend around all day.
Wow.
Drive me to the shoot. Drive me to the mall. We had to get clothes for the shoot and stuff like that.
Right.
And all that stuff. And then kind of Uber came out, but now we're kind of realizing our girls are like, this is uncomfortable. These Uber drivers are fucking creepy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think we might even go back to the
driver.
Yeah.
And that's not good. It boosts their ego too much. They start feeling like a celebrity probably. Let's go here. Let's go there. You know?
Yeah, but they're paying
you. Do this for me. Yeah, that's true.
You know, somebody told me there's Uber that's only of women.
Okay.
So maybe that could be a solution for you. By the way, I want to know the thing that I want to know the most is the bloopers. I want to know.
Bloopers?
The bloopers.
Right. I know what they are, but you mean in the movies?
On shoot. Okay. Like when you're on set is like.
What kind of a blooper do you imagine on a porn set?
I've seen a few. My friend told me there's a website that is dedicated to just porn bloopers.
Porn bloopers, okay.
And it's funny as hell.
Really?
It's funny as hell. Everything has blooper, but with porn. He thought about one and he started laughing, see?
I don't know. There's a couple ones that. Sorry. I started laughing because I was thinking of like the ridiculous things I do in scenes. I have this obsession. Like I do produce a lot of scenes, a lot of POV scenes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, you know, no, I can't see me gesture, but it's pointing at my face. Anyways, I have this habit of placing avocados in places.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I will go out of my way to find, if there's a reason to put an avocado in the scene, I will.
That's really weird, right?
Yeah,
that's
like,
so random.
No, seriously, there's so like, random. Okay, so there's this meme about like a dad and a stepmom and a son having breakfast at the dinner table, right? At the breakfast table, right? So what I did, I put two unopened avocados, like a jar of peanut butter and mustard. So it made no fucking sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And then literally someone captured it and turned it into a meme.
That's funny.
Yeah,
really?
It was ridiculous. Yeah,
that's
like
funny.
I'm actually going to go through all my scenes where I hide like avocados everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your Easter egg in your movies, right?
It's just ridiculous. I just thought of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like if anyone was going to pay attention, then like I did this Mother's Day shoot where I'm like bringing bed and breakfast, and on the tray it was like watermelon, mustard, avocados, of course, and then something like instant coffee that was just kind of poured on there or something like that. It wasn't even like in a cup of water. It was the most random shit I could put together, and I come in the room, oh hey. Hey mom, I cooked your breakfast, like just like ridiculous things like that.
Yeah.
Like this is what I try
to
do.
I mean, you're like, if the story doesn't make sense anyway, why not throw in some avocados?
Yeah, and it's just kind of
yeah,
like,
might as well, right?
I don't know.
Make guacamole out of the whole thing. Very cool. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Rex Oliver. He, about 7 years, you just said, you entered the adult industry and then you moved on, right? After you were a driver, how did you get more and more serious into this?
Well, I was just kind of building my connections and trying to find more people. And I was just trying to find that one smart guy. You know what I mean? The guy who knew what he was doing. Because the director at the time, like, I feel like I could learn from him, but not as much. Like, he didn't seem he knew everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain parts, like, observing him, I was like, you don't know what you're doing, do you? You know what I mean? You've done this for so long that you've only had one way of doing it, and just, like, if the formula works, don't fuck with the formula, but he never thought of doing anything else, and I kind of, like, you know, not to talk badly about him, but, you know, he knows maybe he's very limited at certain things he does.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I kind of kept looking around, and I eventually found the smart person who has basically been my mentor and stuff like that. He's been in for like 25 goddamn years, but he's super jaded.
Yeah,
like he's just so tired of like just everything in general and stuff like that. But he he came from like a very mainstream kind of world as a like photographer. He owned a 1 hour photo. He like shot cards, product, you know, people, like all the fun, all the like normal photographer stuff. And then he kind of started doing porn because why not?
Exactly.
And then, yeah, then I kind of partnered with him. Then he was just kind of mentoring me along the way. So like when I joined, I literally did everything all at once because it's like, hey, I need a second video camera. Hey, I need an editor. Hey, I need this. I need this. I need this. I need this. So yeah. I started doing all the jobs. You know what I mean? Started booking stuff for him, started doing this. And then you start everything at once. You're kind of okay with everything. But 7 years later, you're really good at everything. But I kind of specialize more. I lean more towards photography.
Right.
Because
right.
I want more like if. Let's say if porn ends tomorrow,
right.
Photography is a skill I could bring somewhere else. That's, you know, as a male talent, you can bring that somewhere else, but not really. That's not a versatile.
No, that's true. So it's good that you do your photography too. If you guys want to check out the photography, both nude and non-nude, you can go to rexoliver.com. That's W-R-E-X, oliver.com. And there's a lot of cool stuff here, you know I mean? Obviously, you do a great job, very high-quality pictures and everything, so that's cool. I'm sure you shoot video, too, right? Now, do you produce and direct your own films, still?
Actually,
you see, I'm not surprised. He does everything, this guy, you know? And it's important to get a mentor, huh?
Yeah. No, it definitely is. No, it's one that, like, I couldn't ask for anything else, you know what I mean? Anyone better, anything like that, you know what I mean? Just, like, even, like, on things of like kind of mentoring me and trying to be a good person within the industry and not be like a predator kind of thing, you know, keeping your nose clean, you know, respecting everybody and kind of like that. Cause I've seen other directors who are just fucking ruthless. You know what I mean?
Really?
And
it's really?
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? That will just kind of, you know, go a little bit over the top. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe get a little too close to the girl and stuff like that, which is like, I don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even for, I tell you this, even for a scene, I try to not even let the girl touch me to, you know, to get wood. Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, hold on a second. You know what I mean? Which is kind of very off-putting, kind of weird, where you're just like, stay there for a second.
Exactly. Let me get it hard and then come to me.
I saw, it was funny because yesterday I saw on Vice is like a boot camp. It's like a porno boot camp where men come. Yeah, men come and this lady, I don't remember her name. Do you know about this?
No. I've seen only a couple of Vice things.
Just because it was like a porno thing, and the men come, they come unexperienced, and then this lady, which is she was a porn star or whatever, they go through a boot camp of like how to get it up and how to stay and not you know come and you know all those a boot camp for porn just to be a good porn.
I'm sorry, I lost track.
You know,
even Siri is like, what the hell are we talking about here?
I lost track of the conversation.
I squeezed my phone, and a professional would have had the phone on mute.
That's true, but it shows you how... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I think there was something with, like, Rocco Striffetti running a school somewhere and stuff like that. But, like, it's only how many guys can you bring in all at once? Because you're just going to oversaturate the market.
Right.
Especially in Europe. Like, in Europe, they're more versatile and stuff like that, I believe. But it's already oversaturated. Now you're going to bring in more guys?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have schools? I guess, like, I don't know if it's, like, a grand scheme of, like, maybe one guy will make it.
Or maybe one guy just trying to...
Yeah, like, here's all the tools. Good luck getting in. I don't know. I have no idea how they do that stuff over
there. But that's industry where women control most of the things, right?
I mean, I say, like, girls run the industry without entirely knowing it.
Right, because they're in charge, you know? Just like in real life, women decide when and when you'll have sex, you know? It's ultimately down to the woman, you know.
Yeah.
She's the gatekeeper.
Man. Yeah,
we're just trying to get in, and you guys have to decide: is it open for you or not?
Right.
You
know? Yeah, they just want to think we're in control.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's true though, and I think that's why they sometimes behave like divas and stuff. You know, like do this, and
well, we can't because we can't. Well,
no, I'm talking about the porn stars, though.
Oh.
Not regular women, but the porn stars that run the industry and stuff, they, and we were talking about this before the show, sometimes they don't show up, sometimes they're late, they're flaky, you know, so it's...
But is it only women or dudes, too?
Maybe the dudes too. I don't know, but
so is it porn stars in general? Are would you say?
They can be depending.
So it's always about the money. If a scene comes up or something, a job comes up, a shoot or something, they'll go. Never mind what else is going.
Right, right. You know what I mean? It's just like it's work first, and then
And it's a lot of money usually, so they can't just give it up to come to a fucking radio show. You know?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Even though this, like, you know, being on radio will help, like, in different ways.
Right.
But even that's you know, it's kind of a. It's like, well, if they say no, someone else is going to take it. Right. So that opportunity just left. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right,
that's true.
Yeah.
So that's the nature of the industry, I guess. It's not because they're bad people or flakes. Maybe it's just because that's the nature of the beast. You know, sometimes you get called for a shoot a day before or something, right?
Oh, yeah, or even the day of, you know what I mean? And especially as an independent contractor, you can't say no to anything because you don't know when the next
available.
Job is.
Yeah. Right.
You know when the next job is, and you could just, you know, if you say no, you're like, fuck, I should have said no to that job. Now I don't have a job for another 2 weeks. You're like, shit.
True.
What's like, I was a little curious because now, you know, porn is making majority of it's monetizing out of ads or because it's free now, right? It used to cost money, now it's free. Is it, did it affect the salary of the porn stars? Like, how much would a porn star get for it's probably if they're famous or not, obviously. Yeah. There's level to this stuff, but like.
Right. Well, it fluctuates so much. And like, as far as I heard, if I talked to, I forgot which agent I talked to. I asked them, like, what were the rates like in the 90s? You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, it's the same today. I was like, oh, really? So we didn't compensate for inflation at all. Yeah. And then some, like, even the free stuff. Here's the biggest problem with, like, okay, you get free porn, but there's just a plethora of garbage.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
like, example, like, on YouTube, there's so much, like, filth on the bottom of just complete garbage of unentertaining stuff. It's free.
Right.
But it's complete garbage.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? And that's where...
Yeah, I mean, look, all these tube sites and stuff, you know? Like, they have all these sites that are like YouTube, but for porn, right?
Yeah.
It's all shitty quality. Yeah. It's very short. It's full of ads and shit, you know. And all I can tell you is this. If I'm serious about my porn, I'm paying monthly, but getting something clean and to the point.
Mm. Yeah, right, right,
Where
right.
you know what you're going to get, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So I agree with you, and I think many people still do pay for porn, and they always will, you know.
Yeah.
Because you have the people that are... that have a lot of money, and they're like, I don't need to... not necessarily a lot of money, but, you know, I could afford $20-$30 a month to enjoy some... You know, porn that I can't find anywhere or something like that. You know?
Yeah, especially like most of that stuff is super outdated. Like, you know, non-porn people ask me, oh, is this girl still around? Is this girl? Dude, you're watching shit from 7 years ago. You know, I mean, that's ancient
They've
shit.
Moved on, right?
Yeah, they've moved on. They're, you know, I don't know where they're
MILFs now.
Yeah, they're MILFs now. So, yeah, that's why, you know, if you want a quality product, you have to just go and pay it. You know, you get the latest and the greatest stuff. So it's like... You know, you can watch free TV, which is full of garbage, or you can actually go and just spend, you know, a couple bucks a month.
Absolutely, you know, and I think there's still a market for it.
With the price of a cup of coffee every day.
Right.
Some great pornography.
Yeah. And plus, I also realize that, you know, many of the, I'm sure the male performers too, but the women, they have like exclusive content. So if you like that woman... Then, you know, because guys fall in love, like, with specific women, right?
Yeah.
They go on their chat rooms and all that stuff, you know? To me, it's like the more anonymous, the better. I don't need to know the actors. And once I've seen them once, I don't want to see them again and things like that, you know? So so I think it works, you know? I really do. And, you know, there's different ways to do it. But I think... There's still, well, obviously a lot of money to be made in it.
Mm-hmm.
I know in products and stuff. Do you get into merchandising too at all? You might as well at this point. You've done everything else.
I did. Okay.
But it's saturated too, right?
You know what? I actually did. So me and Maxwell. Maxwell's my mentor. You know what I mean? Maxwell G is like his actual porn name. I call him, you know. But we have a website together. He started it like, I think at this point, like 12 years ago. Yeah, I mean, and I have we have a website called BareMaidens.com, like not bear, like bar, but B-A-R-E, BareMaidens.com. And it's basically like, I coined the term ultra porn because we're using red cinema cameras. You know what I mean? We're going out in the middle of like a lake in the middle of a different state. You know what I mean? We literally made a raft. Like we drove onto location, in the woods. We like got saws, found a bunch of dead sticks. We made a literal raft right then and there, and put the two girls on the raft, and they have sex in the middle of a lake. Very beautiful stuff, you know, very cinematic and beautiful. And so I was trying to think of ways to make more money. I said, oh, I have a good idea. Let me make posters, right? So I found whomever was the most popular girl we had on the site, right?
Right.
I made posters of her because she had like, I think 200,000 followers on Twitter. It's like, okay, some of these might translate to sales. So I went out of my way, I made 200 posters worth of, you know, and I was like, all right, I'm going to sell these posters. I sold three. Yeah, I mean.
So it's hard, man.
It was tasteful. It wasn't like a full spread. You know, it was a very tasteful picture. But then I kind of came to realize, like, where are you going to put this? Like,
exactly.
This was a dumb idea. So, yeah, you know what I mean? And it's just
but
like,
for
oh.
For porn fans, it's good.
Yeah, you know, but some of these guys, like, you know, they can't be like, you know, you know, maybe some of them are hiding from their wives. You know, some people aren't as open about the pornography.
Can't have a physical copy.
I think most people are
girl.
Not that open about it, you know?
Right. Now, like nowadays, it seems people are like kind of like porn is now becoming more cool,
right?
You know, instead of like very shameful.
Right. I mean? But people still don't talk much about it other than
I think
the industry,
that people, you know? millennials have lost the ability to physically hide their porn because there is no physical copy of porn.
Right.
They're
right.
really good at deleting history, deleting all these, like hiding it virtually. They know exactly what to do, but give them a poster, they freak out.
Yeah. Right, right. So,
I remember I used to like steal magazines from the like Playboys and stuff when I was like 13 years old,
bastard.
You know, shoplift or something, you know, because that's the only way to get porn, you know, at the time.
Horrible, horrible man.
Yeah, but I mean, I was 13 years old, you know, what the hell do I know?
I know.
How do you get your porn? But no, the thing is that it's funny because I found some stuff in my dad's office and stuff, and I so that was my first exposure to hardcore porn,
right
and ever since then the rest is history, you know.
Yeah,
I've loved sex ever since.
Yeah, and people are still surprised that like DVDs are still a thing, like we still sell DVDs, but the thing about DVDs, it's like, okay, if you're not savvy with computers, it's hard to delete your history, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? But a DVD, you could just slide out or something and hide it.
That's true, right? I mean?
It's
a lot of the Mac, like the new Macs, they don't have even a DVD setup.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't even put, like, there's no... Now
but
you
if
have
you watch
to...
porn, you probably would get one. You know?
Yeah, you just
know.
Have
yeah, what? They're like $50 now. Come on.
Why you spend $50 on a goddamn DVD?
Because you get better quality. I mean, I did.
What?
I still
really?
I used to buy DVDs as recently as like last year. You know, sometimes I will anyway, you know, because you want the box, you want the package. That's why people still buy like records and shit, you know.
The vinyl stuff. By the way, I recently read that it's for the first time in history vinyl record sales have exceeded DVDs.
Really?
Because now it's cool to have a vinyl. It's
exactly.
like the cool thing. It's like they brought it back, but they didn't bring back DVD.
No, DVD.
They will.
Yeah. They had Blu-ray for a while. That was like an upgrade. And stuff.
I mean,
that's
the vinyl
what I mean.
Stuff.
Blu-ray.
It looks cool. Yeah. It looks cool. It's like big. It has a package. They sell it at what's it called? That shop.
Best Buy.
No, there's that clothing shop. Whatever.
Clothing shop. What they sell video?
They sell all kinds of cool things.
What, like Ross? Man.
No, it's like a cool one. Whatever.
Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. But the thing is, no, people still buy DVDs. You'll see the entire departments in the stores.
I wonder whether they sell Blu-rays.
Blu-rays, I call it the same. I mean, we call
it's
it the same thing.
It's a tiny
a DVD.
Blu-ray, I feel like, came and went away as quickly. Like, it was like, oh, there's this new thing, Blu-ray. And it was like, oh, there's no thing.
No, but it's the best quality. You know, it's still best.
But people
than streaming.
Didn't, right? It was like it went away pretty quickly, I feel.
But
my
it didn't
dad
go
got,
away. That's what I'm saying.
It
go
didn't
to
go
Best
away?
Buy and see. They got aisles upon aisles of DVDs.
Dude. You know,
no, that's not Blu-ray. The Blu-ray is larger, though.
No, it's the same thing, just the quality.
I'm sorry.
Blu-ray, Blu-ray is a DVD, just higher quality picture.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you know Fry still sells DVD porns?
Oh, porns?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Fry's the other day, and they have a little tiny porn section. I had no fucking idea.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's weird, you know?
No, that's definitely
Yeah, but
surprising.
You're right. People can hide it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe people buy it, you know, because, look, this is still some people that are not up to, using computers and stuff. You
I
know?
Thought you were going to say that some people I'm not up to no good.
No, no. They don't have a computer. Maybe they don't know how to run one, you know?
Yeah.
You have a 50, 60-year-old. No, I'm talking about 70-year-old. Listen to me. I'm talking about me as an old person already. But no, I mean, someone really like older, 70s, even older, that doesn't know how to use a computer or something.
Yeah.
He wants to watch porn. What's he going to do? Go buy a DVD. Yeah, a Blu-ray, sense. Whatever.
Yeah.
Rex Oliver is joining us, and he's a multi-talented adult entertainer. Tell us a little bit about, so how did you get into the performing of all this? I mean, did you first get into directing? And,
No, it was like literally everything all at once. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, and it was just kind of like, I probably started second camera, and the director I was working for at the time, I kind of said, hey, I want to make this next step. I want to do this. And he was like, are you sure about that? I was like, yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
It was like a great idea.
Well, but it's a one-way door, right? Right. And once the genie's out of the bottle, you can't put it back in.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing about porn. There's so much goddamn porn. No one's ever going to recognize you. Like, it's like, oh, you did porn 4 years ago? Like, we shoot fucking 10,000 scenes a month, it seems like, sometimes. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Collectively, like, all around, I don't know how much porn comes in all at once, but it's a fuck ton of porn. If we stop porn production, we'll have enough porn to last us the next 100 years.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so much of it. Really? You know what I mean? Even, you know, independent producers and stuff like that, you know, couples at home, stuff like this. Yeah, so we're never going to be out of porn. So I kind of just said, hey, I want to make this next step. Like, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to go get tested, you know, to make sure, you know, you pass all your tests and all this stuff. And then, yeah, I remember doing my first scene.
Did they have to showcase your dick and stuff before that? No?
No.
They don't care, right?
No, not so much.
Because what they care about is that you can last and you can act.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and, pretty much it.
Yeah, on command.
Keep wood, you know what I mean? Like, because if you have a huge dong and it don't work, what am I going to
do? Exactly. What's the point?
What's the point? You know what I mean? Say, like, hey, man, I got a fryer in the garage. Does it run? No. It looks nice.
And there's niches, and there's niches for everything. There's a niche for big dicks, and there's a niche for something else where you can
small
be
dicks,
in, right?
Dicks. Yeah, all sorts
yeah,
of dicks.
Or where the dick doesn't matter, the size, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So, and now, did you have any considerations of friends and family, or you didn't really care, right?
No, I didn't care.
Yeah, did you let them know? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah. No, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I guess you're a guy. It's not the same thing as a girl,
Yeah. I guess so. But even then, I don't know. It's very divided between, for guys and girls, their family reactions are like very divided.
Right,
you know,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, even I had a guy who was like, yeah, my family disowned me. Yeah. Like, oh, great. Yeah, I mean, and like I had a friend who also like was like, he started doing gay porn, and then he moved on to like the straight industry, because we have four different industries like within the adult thing. They're all kind of separated for, and then he kind of he did straight porn, and they kind of got tired and just moved home.
Right.
But then they found out, as soon as you Google his legal name, a fuck ton of gay porn comes out.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Because
I thought it's like a stage name, no?
Well, here's the thing. Some producer out there decided to put his real name, and some fan put his real name next to his stage name. So now, you know, and he went back home to some state in the Midwest. And yeah, he's like, now I can't go to church, and I can't do this. You know, my family accepted me, but still, like, you know.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
It
can
sucks.
Be hard, you know.
It can be hard.
And for women, I think even more so, you know. I mean, I've seen porn stars, like, I don't know, heard them on radio, read about it and stuff, who could not get hired for anything after that, you know.
Yeah, I guess it really depends, you know what I mean? Because there's tons of, like, porn people out there that you'll just never know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, unless you're, like, a porn connoisseur, you're not going to know every single porn star ever existed ever.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And even if you Google the legal name, you know, sometimes some porn stars hide in plain sight. You know what I mean? You won't even, you type the legal name, like, oh, that's not her name. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, some people are in it to win it and stuff like that, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So you started performing did you have to do gay porn too?
No.
You get to choose, right? I mean, the guy, obviously, if he decides, if he agrees, if it's a straight guy and he agrees to do gay porn, that's a decision they make, but not everybody can do it.
It's like a hard decision to make. If you're doing gay porn, you're not gay. Is there a lot of straight men?
Yes.
Really?
Okay, so when I direct a gay scene, right, I have this thing, and I don't like to have gay for pay guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they're straight, you know, like, oh, after this, I'm going to go to my girlfriend. And it just brings down the scene so drastically. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, if you're bringing a straight man to a gay scene, first of all, he's not going to be into the guy because he's not into guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's not, and then he's going to have a bunch of rules.
Right.
You know, I'm like, well, I don't want to suck his dick. And, well, I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this. And it's just like, fuck, man. Like, why are you here?
Exactly. You know, I mean, you could just get a gay actor. There's so many.
Yes, please.
Right.
Right. And like, well, I don't make out with him. I don't want to do this. It's like, dude, what kind of fucking scene am I going to be shooting here?
Exactly.
Like,
get the fuck out.
Yeah, I can't sit there and like, all right, action. Do your thing. Enjoy yourselves. Have a great time. Instead of like, okay, I have to like, so we'll do this, but then like, okay, they want this, but we can't do that. Like, it's become mental gymnastics and stupid. Like, I had a scene recently where the guy was just, like, useless. It was just completely useless. I was just like, oh, man, why'd you, like, I was bitching at the company. I said, why did you send me this guy?
Right.
Like, he's super straight. You know, he has to use, what we, I call
fluffer.
It.
Fluffer?
No, a caverject, which is like, think of it as a boner in a, it's an injectable boner kind of thing.
I see, wow.
Yeah, he has to physically, like,
wow, inject his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's to how keep it hard.
How, yeah, how far he has to go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because
he's
like 100% not gay.
Yeah, yeah. Wow,
but it's
crazy.
Like, yeah, but he's doing gay porn for whatever reason. You know,
right.
Don't ask. so, and it was so much restrictions that I was just so turned off. I was like, dude, just, all right, let's just do it by this book. Let's just do this position. Then we'll do this one. And then we'll do this one. Because there's zero passion. As soon as he started fucking, he was just like, absent, like he just clocked out. He was just you know, as mechanical as he could be. And I was like, dude, this is a dog shit scene.
Yeah.
It sounds like this is the worst thing you can do to yourself
yeah.
in terms
yeah.
of like just your it soul is, and yeah. your psyche and all that. Like, because you don't want to do it.
You
obviously,
need to sell yourself.
If you check out, you don't want to be there.
Right, no, no. And it was a bad, bad scene. And like, it was just like at one point we faked an entire scene, and then later we just threw it away. We're just like, dude,
yeah.
like, here's a check. Just, I don't want to see you ever again. This is just garbage.
Yeah.
Just garbage. And I was so disappointed. I keep fighting the company. It's like, I know he's pretty. I know he sells, but he does not produce a good scene. I'd rather have someone who's not as pretty, who's just super into it. You know what I mean? And then
right.
it would be a great scene. You know,
yeah.
So fans will see it. They'll think it's authentic. They love each other, which most part is authentic. If I get two good guys, you'll have a really great scene and
yeah,
stuff like
I can,
that.
I believe that.
You know.
Now, let me ask you this, though. In porn, I mean, we just talked about how much there is of it, how it's saturated.
Yeah.
How do you come up with new things when you make a movie? I mean, how can
do
you
do you need new things?
Dude, like, even in mainstream, everything's been done.
Right.
Everything. You know, mainstream, right. every movie has been done. We're recycling movies.
Right.
You know, and porn does the same thing.
So with porn, we've just seen different people doing the same thing.
Yeah,
pretty much. Right?
Pretty much. You know,
yeah.
same people, different.
I mean, yeah. I mean, different people doing the same things. That's
yeah, that
I mean.
Too.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
yeah.
some
you know,
sites
see,
have, yeah.
No, we see, I mean, yeah. I guess you're right. If you want to see different people every time, like me, that's fine. But some people want to see the same all the time doing different scenes.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
Every idea has been pretty much done.
Yeah.
You know
is
I mean?
There like, I know a couple that they're dating.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of couples, is there a lot of relationships within the industry?
Yeah. Like, I'm actually in a relationship. My girlfriend, Sailor Luna. She's nice and lovely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been dating together, I think, a year-ish more around there. Yeah, we
nice,
live together, stuff
nice.
Like that. Yeah.
So you guys usually have to date within the industry, right? Because it's hard for what they call civilians to take to live with someone who is in the industry.
It's easier uh-huh. for girls to find a boyfriend.
Oh, really?
It's really hard for guys to
really?
Find a, like what we call a civilian.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, yeah, I feel like it's like, it's harder for guys to find a girlfriend like, hey, honey, I'm going to go to work and have sex with like three women and come home. You
right,
know I mean?
Right.
Even though it kind of sounds hot, like, yeah, my man's wanted. But at the same time, it's kind of like some girls just don't want to roll with that. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Even though they come home to you every night, you know what I mean? It's
right.
still, I haven't really heard that many guys having that kind of relationship. I've heard plenty
right.
of girls having just a Joe Schmo boyfriend
oh,
who doesn't
okay.
do any porn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But most guys...
Because most guys probably can't handle it anyway, you know what I mean? So I wonder how many civilians she could choose from if maybe most guys probably couldn't deal with it.
Well, some guys are into it too.
Really? You know what I mean? Yeah, that's true.
You know, they like some civilian guys, like they like the fact that, like, yeah, my girlfriend's a porn star.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She knows how to fuck, and she right. fucks me all the time. That's true. There's something right. to that too.
Does yeah. it hurt? I don't know if it's too personal. You have to answer it, but it does it hurt the person life in the relationship?
No.
In terms of just like because. Do you come back home tired and you don't want to?
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's every job. You can get tired, no?
No, there's, I want to say no, but there's been a couple of days where it's just like literally I'd perform in two scenes. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just fucking exhausted. Like, I'll try. You know what I mean? I'll definitely try.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's just like, no, I haven't like, you know, she comes home from work. I'm like, hey. How you doing? You know, same thing. You know, if I come home from work, I'm like, hi, how you doing? You know what I mean? Because I feel like you're even more turned on after you do a scene, you know, because you haven't had like, okay, the best sex you'll ever have is when you're in love with somebody. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. You
right.
know what I mean? Because you have your connection is all whole.
And you're an authority in this because you've done a lot of both.
Yes. Yes. Right. You know what I mean? And so from there, you know, if you have sex with someone today during your work hours or whatever, right? You're gonna be satisfied, but you're not gonna be fully super satisfied because you know you're gonna go home to your lover and you're like you're turned on like oh I want more, you know I feel like it would kind of get you more into it kind of thing you know what I mean
yeah
but no
that's amazing wow I like to hear that because yeah I guess because with someone you don't love it's sometimes too I don't know there's it's just physical and that's it but if you look for something more
yeah
it's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Rex Oliver, tell us some of your films, where we can see you, where we can find out more about you.
Oh, well, you can always find me on Twitter, at Rex Oliver. At Rex Oliver.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I also have a website, BAREMAIDENS. Holy, that was hard to spell my own goddamn website.
Yeah.
Bearmaidens.com. It's ultra porn, which is very super cinematic, very beautiful kind of thing.
What's the website again?
Bearmaidens.com.
Bearmaidens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, check it out, man.
No, sounds, no, it's very interesting. You'll be blown away. You're like, you know, most people, is this a movie? No, it is ultra porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Ultra porn. That's interesting.
It's a very epic fantasy kind of thing, you know, with fucking like, you know, swords and shit like that and stuff like that.
Really?
But, yeah, no. It's definitely.
So you put in a lot into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We put in a lot into it. You
what
know,
kind of budget are we talking about? I mean,
nearly nothing. You just have to think smarter. You know what I mean?
It's I
just
guess,
like, well, if it's medieval, that means we could shoot anywhere outside.
Right.
Right. And if you're in the middle of the goddamn forest, no one's going to sit there and ask for, you know, ask for location fees.
You know That's true.
You know, if you own the company, you know, you don't have to pay yourself. You know, you just pay the girl and you just go, yeah, we've brought in girls up to the snow. We brought in girls like the deep forest. We were going to go to the desert. Just these really awesome locations and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
I bet.
You know, we could shoot for
free. I like locations, you know. Yeah. That's true. Maybe I'll start watching porn with locations.
Well, it's just like nowadays you have to do something that's like not so goddamn vanilla and generic.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of it's been so generic, like two people fucking a house.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's the same all the time.
Yeah.
That's why I look for different stuff. I mean, I myself enjoy Japanese porn, you know.
I like that
a lot because it's more innocent, you know. I mean, not
what?
Innocent.
What?
No, I don't know if it's... No, actually, it's not.
No.
The girls seem... Well, it depends what you like.
They're on a whole new level of pornography than
I know, but what I'm...
Like tentacles.
Well, what I'm saying, the girls always seem innocent. I don't know what the fuck, man. The women, you know, even if you look at all the women, they're like, wow, you know. It's like any person, you know. I don't know.
No.
They don't look like our porn stars. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about Asian stuff they shoot here.
No. I know, like...
So we're talking about different things. I don't know.
No, like Japanese porn.
Japanese porn,
yeah.
Sometimes it's even pixelated and shit, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what's with that. But no, they're in a whole new level of porn. They're like putting tentacles, they're vomiting on people.
Yeah, but I don't mean...
Okay,
but that's on the fringes, you know?
You want to know something nuts? Their porn ratio, they have 10,000 girls to, I think, 100 guys.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, Yeah, that's wow. Like, yeah, one of their top guys. There was an article a couple of years back, I think maybe Vice or something like that. This guy like works 6 to 8 times a day.
Wow.
Like doing scenes. Yeah,
oh, I saw that.
Yeah, the guy is so tired, I bet you. Yeah.
Fuck, man, that's a lot of fucking, but
that is
an right.
Absurd amount of fucking, but yeah. He's number one, but they just don't have enough guys.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, and their consumer likes to see, they mainly like to see, like, Japanese men with Japanese women.
Right,
you know
and
I mean?
Multiple women, too. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot, like harem scenes and,
yeah.
You know, like you in class or something, you know, you have five students going on one guy or something, you know, so.
Yeah. But even that's 6 to 8 times a day, like, maybe a teenager could. This guy's like 30, maybe 40 almost, and he's like, bro.
Oh, well. Okay, we're totally out of time. Rick Soliver, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Find him on Twitter. You can contact him there. You can see his movies. Just look him up on Google. You'll find some of your movies and everything, Coxman 3 and... Right, facialized and all these, so you guys can check them all out. Rex, thanks again. Much continued success to you. You're full of great information. You know,
good,
you really taught us a lot today. And I thought I knew everything about porn. Right now. Yeah,
no, I had a good time.
Very cool. Thank you, Rex. Thank you.
Thank you for having me again.
What's with the hat? What kind of hat is that?
You like it?
I like it.
I actually found it in Brazil.
Really?
Yeah, and I got it with me. Yeah.
It's all glitter and everything.
I like it.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk.